This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 180 Degrees. I am joined by my fantastic host, co-host Inga Stoffel. She is here with me. She's being fantastic, grateful. I'm so glad to be in studio with her.
Good evening, Zoe. Good evening, everybody. We are happy to be here with you guys tonight, and we have such a fun, different show planned for you tonight.
I really think you guys are going to enjoy this one, but we have so many fun things packed up for you guys. A fun What's Down in Cape Town, a cool groovy movie, a real nice throwback that I was constantly thinking about this week. Let me not lie. We have a fun interview where we shake things up just a little bit. And then we have a nice, interesting Bible quiz, which I was reading quite a bit about. An interesting happy health tip, which is very, very important. It's about skin, but that's the only spoiler I'm going to give you guys because I know you love your skin.
Zoe, you already give away the groovy movie. Don't give away the health tip.
I need to get some self-control. That's my New Year's resolution. But Inga, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. It was really very chilled. I was at home. I was chilling. Sunday, yesterday was a bit busy, you know, lunch, cleaning, everything, because we're now back at home and I just had to make the house look like people lived in it again.
Word.
But that was basically my weekend. How was your weekend, Zoe?
I am not going to lie. I remember now. I was trying to go to the planetarium because I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a planetarium in the company gardens and it's marked down for students on well, generally, actually, but there's a museum and an art gallery in the company gardens as well. So I went there with the intention to go to the planetarium, but unfortunately, the tickets were sold out. They have a limited number of people who can see it. And even though we got there literally on time for a show, we could not go in. So we went to an art gallery instead, intending to go to the museum afterwards, but it closes at 3:30.
You know, I was going to say, Zoe is living the life we all want to live. Now, if you had listened to the What's Down in Cape Town, you would have gotten your tickets in time.
No, but the sad thing is, like, you can't do it ahead of time. You literally just have to show up early and, I'm late to everything.
Oh.
But, ooh, my goodness.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. It is a mood. But for now, let's just listen to Choose Love by Lindsay McCabe. It is a fun one. Just sit down and relax. It's going to be a fun show. Cape Town.
Cape Town?
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town!
Welcome to the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. You already know what's about to happen. We have three fun events packed out for you guys today. All seemed around water sports, actually. I thought that would be quite interesting since we just had the hottest week of our lives.
Oh, like, definitely.
The people in Cape Town, I know y'all were sweating this week. It was insane. So yeah, the first one is to go kayaking around Sea Point. You can take a two-hour guided kayaking tour departs from the Three Anchor Bay Beach under the Sea Point Promenade, and you can venture along the coast towards the V&A waterfront or along Clifton Beach, depending on the weather or your preference. You'll get to see various animals native to this land, including but not limited to African penguins, Cape fur seals, sunfish, also known as the Mola Mola, the southern right whales, and dolphins are known to swim close to the coastline. You also get to see what Lion's Head and the 12 Apostles mountain range looks like from the sea. It is open all week from Monday to Sunday from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., then again from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., then from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is very days between October and April. It costs about 450 Rand to go on, and you can find it on 179 Beach Road, 3 Anchor Bay in Cape Town. The next one is to swim in the Silver Mine. My friend actually did this weekend. I was so jealous. Right? I'm like, girl, you went swimming in this heat and you didn't take me?
Let me just write this down quickly. Right? Because I am putting these things on my list.
Yeah, and this is a fun one. This dog-friendly reserve, less than an hour away from the center of Cape Town, features a lovely glistening reservoir that is popularly used for leisurely swims and picnic. Should you feel comfortable doing so, you can also hike from this location. There are three different hiking trails: the Elephant's Eye Cave, the Silver Mine Ridge, and the Centennial View. This place is open all week as well, from Monday to Sunday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Prices for entry is 36 Rand for South African citizens or just residents who have an ID, and 18 Rand for children, children being people, or rather kids between the ages of 2 and 11 years old. Next, the prices is 72 Rand for South African foreign nationals who have valid passports. The children will have to pay 36 Rand. So yeah, if you have your passport, any identification, just bring it down so that you can, you know, pay the right amount. Mm. Then the last one, but certainly not the least one, which looks like a fun one. Someone I know actually did this, and he looked like he was having the time of his life. Yeah, so you can come and experience the V&A waterfront from its majestic canals during the 3-kilometer loop. All equipment is provided for, along with services of an experienced guide. You'll receive a brief introduction to surfing before you set off, so they're not just going to put you on some sort of board and hope you don't sink. It's good to know that children from 9 years are welcome, and younger kids will be assisted by an instructor or a parent. However, you will have to pay an additional 90 Rand. It is open from Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or from Saturday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it costs 220 Rand per person. You can find the sup at the V&A Waterfront in Battery Park V&A Waterfront, which is the parking access just from the Alfred Road, just behind City Lodge. And those are the three fun things we have packed for you guys. I think if you guys want to check this out, you really should. It's a great way to cool down. And I hear this week is going to be really, really hot.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for another hot week.
Same. And you know what's crazy? How after, you know, the sun tried to cook us earlier this week, we had like rain? Yeah. Like, what's up with that?
Let's talk about today. Just today. This morning, was it not like looking like a, ooh, movies and chilling in bed day? And then, bam, a few minutes later, okay, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Cape Town needs to make up its mind for what it
four
wants.
Four seasons in one day, honestly. Mm.
That's the mother city for you.
So we're going into our groovy movie, and I'm excited for this one.
Rudy.
Hey.
I walk by it up, but it bamboo.
Boom.
Time to watch the movies.
Now, this week's groovy movie is quite a fun one, a one that I, you know, said in the beginning, I'd been thinking about all week. The two main actresses, I loved both of them. I didn't have a favorite. That's a lie. I had a favorite. But I'm not going to tell
difficult.
You which one.
It's difficult.
It's very difficult. However, I will say that if you were growing up in the early 2000s, you most likely watched this film. I didn't know this, but this film literally broke records. Like, a lot of people tuned in, and I can't blame them. It was a good movie. So if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and I really, really hope you do, you can WhatsApp us the answer at 0817291657. I repeat, 0817291657. However, if you would like to send us an SMS, you can do that as well. Do that to 37988. Remember, the answer we are looking for from you is simply just the name of the movie. If you feel like you know this movie well enough to know the song's name, you can SMS that as well. But the name of the movie is just fine. Now get out your Shazams, or just get out your friend who knows her Disney trivia, and tell us what this week's groovy movie is.
Hey, hey, hey. La, 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 la. Hey, hey, hey.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
We just listened to a song that was fantastic by Kings and Country and Dolly Parton. God only knows. God only knows how much I loved that song. It was fantastic.
You know, the best thing about working at a radio station, you can actually just see. You can actually just see the song of a year.
Yeah.
So where you guys need to get your Shazam out, I just need to get my eyes fixed.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm so lazy, I just Shazam it anyway and add it to my
because then it's already later. Yeah, it's easier to add.
Yeah. But before we were talking about that song and how fantastic it was, we had another song playing for you guys that formed the part of this week's Groovy Movie. Now, a lot of you guys sent in your answers, and I'm proud to say that you guys had a rich childhood filled with great cinematic shows. But I'm just going to give you the answer because you know I hate keeping you in suspense. Now, this week's Groovy Movie is called One in the Same from the cinematic classic powerhouse company Disney. They made this movie, Princess Protection Program, in, I believe, 2008.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was that year. Sounds about right. But yeah, to all of you guys who guessed correctly, give yourselves a pat on the back. You know good cinema. Yeah, I'm actually super excited for today's interview as we head on into it. We're doing things a little bit differently today.
Guys, so for those of you that have continued to stay tuned and you... You know, we told you guys, stay tuned to see what we're doing for the interview section of the show. And we finally come to that point. Yeah. So, firstly, you are listening to 180 Degrees on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio K Pulpit. You know, you can visit our website. You can tune in online as well. And please don't forget, every Monday, it is Zoe and I. We are on 7 to 8 on 7 to 9 a.m. So for these next 2 weeks, we want you guys to get to know us a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And this week it is Inga's turn. Ooh. Because we respect our elders and they do things first. Ah,
Zoe, no. No, Zoe, no.
It's the African in me. I could not keep her within down.
Wow, I'm actually going to leave.
I'm sorry, Inga. Oh my goodness. So, yeah, we have Inga in here, and I'm going to ask you, besides, of course, being a wonderful co-host on 180 Degrees, 729 AM, what exactly is it that you studied, and how does that relate to what you do and the industry that you work in that is separate from radio?
So, Zoe, the industry I work in is the media industry. So what I studied was live performance.
Oh, wow.
And so usually when I say live performance, people always think, ooh, stage.
That's what I thought. Let me not lie.
And that is actually, you know, what was part of live performance. But part of that was stage. It was presenting and it was also on screen acting. So we would have stage and screen. So those were the things. And then also producing, like it was about producing your own things. That was like an extra subject, if I can say that I did, was producing. So yeah, that's what I studied.
Wow, that's very interesting. I had no idea that there were this many facets to your degree. Not that I don't know. I don't really know much about anyone else's degree but my own. So can you describe how exactly you knew that you were called into this specific degree? Because this is not one that just anyone can enter into. You need to have a certain je ne sais quoi in order to make it there.
Love it, love it. And you saying je ne sais quoi, and I know some of you listening over here, you have watched Sea of Underland before. And you know, Paula always says je ne sais quoi, and she was actually one of the lecturers She was actually one of our lecturers, as well as Kita McGregor. I don't know if people know her, but she was also one of the... Those are their character names, not their real names, but yeah. So basically how I knew what I wanted to do was, at first I didn't. And my mother, you know, everyone in your family, they would always call you a drama queen. And they're like, where's Inga? You know when they call you and they're like, come dance with the aunties. And you're like, what am I? Like,
am I a joke to you guys?
And I was like, I can make money off this. Wait, I can. So how I knew this is what I wanted to do. At first, I was like, I want to be an air hostess. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a doctor. But I don't want to study for these things. How can I be all of these things without studying for it?
Oh my gosh, the ambition.
Actor. So the one thing about acting is it allows you, it it helps you get to know things. So, for example, if not get to know things, it helps you understand things. So, some of our plays that we do is maybe, you know, a story of, because this one play I did, Kudu, that was a lot about, you know, the Khoi and the Zulu people. Yes. And it was a lot about land, and it was a lot about, and that made me go into the history of that. So mm-hmm. in that, I gained knowledge yeah. on that specific, not that I'm a professional, but you gain knowledge on a specific topic. Mm-hmm. And doing what I do, and the reason why I wanted to do it, is because it helps you tell someone's story, because there yes. are many maybe ladies or kids that have a story, but they are just too shy to share their story. Mm-hmm. And this actually gives you that opportunity to be a storyteller, to yeah. tell someone's story.
So true. I mean, like, how many biopics have we seen in the modern day of people who did very fantastical things and just spreading the knowledge of what they did? Also, I yes. feel like when you have such a passion, which you obviously do for your craft, when you want to really step into a role and play it to a T, like you said, you learn about other things, but you will especially maybe go that extra step. I believe it's called like method acting, to literally put yourself in the shoes of yes. the person that you're playing.
Yeah.
And that can really build a lot of empathy.
Because the one thing you want to do is you want to do it properly.
Yes.
Because imagine you have a story and the person, it's a deep story, and the person is just taking it so lightly and they're just doing it like they think. But if you actually sit with the person that you are going to be portraying, you actually get to see the depth of maybe what they went through, the depth yes. of, you know. Like, I remember this one guy at our university. He had to play a homeless guy, and he literally stayed on the streets for a week or two.
Oh, my goodness.
A week or two just to get in to... He literally did method acting. Like, yeah. he did that because he wanted to get into the character. He wanted to see, you know, this is what they are going through. Mm-hmm. This is how I portray this. Yeah. Because it's one thing to act hungry, but why do you look sad? Why do you look this? Yeah. There's so many things going on the streets that you maybe don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This really is just such an empathy building exercise. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to ask, how has COVID-19, the lockdowns, the constant testing, how has this all affected your ability to work in this industry and just the industry at large? Because I feel like I've noticed a lot of TV shows have incorporated actually COVID into their storytelling. I don't know if you've seen this, but a lot of my favorite shows, everyone suddenly has masks and they're vaccinated, and I'm like, fam, this is escapism. But how has it affected your industry?
To be honest, the media industry, when everyone was in lockdown, the one thing I remember seeing statuses saying that everyone's in lockdown, everyone's working from home, but what's keeping you going during lockdown is the entertainment industry.
So
it
true.
Is the media.
So true.
Because now you are starting to binge watch series. Now you are starting to do this. Now you're starting to watch that.
Yeah.
And the one thing I can say is that the way COVID affected the industry or my field of work is not necessarily in a bad way, because, you know, many of the TV shows, they have planned for like 2 months ahead. Okay, and I know COVID has not been 2 months.
For like 2 years.
But they have planned ahead. So within that time when there was hard lockdown, they could sit and say, okay, everybody, you can stay at home. We have enough episodes to keep us going while we think of a game plan. So I think that was the good thing about industry. The bad thing was, it was a bad time to actually look for work, because now they would work with people that they already have. They will try to keep it minimum on set. They will try to keep it, you know.
Yeah.
So I think in a sense that was one of the cons. Because I was giving all the pros, but that was one of the cons that, you know, it was tough to find work in that time. So another thing that I wanted to add was the industry also now, it gives them the opportunity to shed light on different things and do things differently maybe. So yeah, that's how COVID affected me in the industry. Like in terms of, because I absolutely love, if I have to choose from all platforms, I would say I love radio, but I love stage acting.
Yes, I mean, it's your craft. It's what you study.
Yes. So I was blessed to be able to, out of varsity, I got a job at as a weather anchor at ETV. So that was something big.
Yes.
So I got a chance to do presenting. I got a chance to do live shows in the Baxter. I got a chance to do acting, like series like Iron's Flag. I got a chance to do acting on there. And I got a chance to do radio. So out of all the platforms, you get to see, you know, where your passion lies.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not what you thought it would be. But you get to see where your passion lies. And I can say I enjoy all platforms, but I absolutely love stage. And I think the one thing COVID did was with stage, that is very like physical theater, being in each other's faces, you know, talking here, shouting here, jumping here. This one has to lift this one. Like, you couldn't really do that when it was hard lockdown times and COVID times. So, yeah, I think it affected the live performance section. But then they started doing recordings of stage plays and they just made it work. So, yeah.
Wow. It sounds like they really did adjust. Every industry functionally has had to change, you know, because of COVID and the lockdowns. And I'd like to ask you this a little off record, but what is your favorite part about, like, performing and, like, you know, live radio? Which one did you think would be your favorite? I'm sure you probably thought it'd be live performance.
Actually, no. I thought screen acting would be my favorite. Ooh. And I do enjoy it. Where I do enjoy screen acting and watching myself on TV and just looking and being like, oh my word, did I actually do it like that? Did my hair look like this? Did this? You know, actually, it's fun to see it and it's fun to do it. The pro of that is if you make a mistake, you can say cut. But what I love is radio and live stage acting because that is live. If you make a mistake, you've got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, you know, I'm someone who actually likes structure, believe it or not. Like, I'm someone that doesn't like ad-libbing. I'm someone that doesn't like improvisation. I am someone that, you give me the script, I will learn it and I will do it. But don't ask me to do something, you know, where I must improvise. And that actually became one of my favorite parts in the industry was the improvisation.
Oh my.
And I think just putting myself out there and putting myself in a situation where I've had to improvise, I've had to ad lib, I've had to do things. It was just like, oh my gosh, I'm here in this moment and I just need to keep going because if I stop the whole thing, it's going to be dead air. It's going to be
so true.
It's going to be quiet.
Yeah.
So I think the one I enjoyed the most was TV presenting. That one was fun because it has that radio aspect of being live, but it also has that onstage aspect of we can see you, so you have to keep your cool. So I liked pushing myself like that. And I will never forget the guys behind the cameras when we would do presenting. They would like maybe pull faces behind the camera, try to make you laugh, or the technical director in your ear would be saying stuff trying to make you laugh. And that really, because it's like you are reading auto cue and you are speaking and you are smiling and you are thinking of what to say next. And these people are doing things all around you and you just got to stay focused. So I think that really helped me with focus. And it actually, the one thing I was the most scared of actually became my favorite. So yeah. That became my fave.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing about how things just like change sometimes. And it was so I don't know if you guys could hear me, but I was literally in the back canning myself at the idea of Inga like presenting and some guy is like whispering in her ear the funniest things known to man,
so
just trying to test her. Oh my goodness,
just to see how far they can push you.
Yeah, I love
but I say thank you to those people.
Yeah, they made you better. So I'd like to ask, you are obviously a Christian. So, and the music and not music, but performing arts industry can not necessarily be an easy place for a Christian person to just thrive in.
Yes.
So I'd like to ask, in what ways do you try and stand out and just be for God when you are in this industry?
That is a very excellent question, Zoe. Being in the industry, it's really, if you stand for something, before you actually go in and, you know, be, you need to know that you are strong enough to handle it. Like,
yes.
I will always say when I was coming off, like, I used to be an alcoholic. So I used to drink a lot. And when I was coming off that and I was at a good place, you know, when you're at a good place, but you're not yet ready to mingle with maybe with the same people or to go out. I wouldn't put myself in that position. So I think the same applies to the industry. If I know that what I'm auditioning for is going to tempt me somehow, I will make sure I'm strong enough to withstand that.
Yes.
And I think the best part is your social media.
So true.
Because they will look at your social media and they will see. And that's actually how you get them to respect your decisions. Because if I want to be loud about Jesus on your behind the scenes, they're going to be like, oh, but then why can't you do this on set? Or why can't you do this? Whatever the case may be, whatever they want you to do. So if they know what you stand for, and it shouldn't be, oh, I'm being loud on my social media so that they can see who I am. It's more of, this is just my lifestyle, and they can see that. And I think that also brought a huge change. Like, that actually made it easy for me to, you know, say no to certain roles.
Yeah.
To say, I'm not comfortable with this, or to say this, that. And the thing is, we say all these things like God is our provider, God will make a way, you know. But then we still try to kind of control things a little bit. Because I told myself, I'm not going to do this because this goes against what I believe in, or this, it just doesn't sit well with me. And I've seen God open a bigger door after that.
Amen.
So it's almost like, I'm not going to compromise, you know. And if I can just encourage you with something, it's just, don't compromise. If you know what you, if you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything.
Amen.
So make sure that what you're standing for and what you are believing God for, or believing in Him for, is, you know, is strong enough to withstand the temptations that come.
Wise words. The next question I have really is in the same vein with this, and it is, do you ever try to evangelize in this industry? And if so, in what way do you do that?
Definitely. I'll give a quick version of the answer. Social media. That is how I do my evangelism. And also when I'm sitting in the green room. So before, you actually have a lot of downtime. You're not always going to be on set. You're not always going to be called. So when you're sitting with the other cast members, that's where I do my evangelism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Short and simple. Not as in like the way you're able. No, not the answer, but like the way you're able
Jeez,
to do
thanks,
that.
Zoe.
No. I mean like the way you can like do that within the breaks, you know? Because I didn't realize that a lot of the time in these industries, you actually have a lot of downtime until I was reading some YouTube controversy. But let's not go into that. Mm. I'd like to ask second to lastly, are there any temptations that you face that are very peculiar to this industry?
Temptations, I would say it would be, and especially now in these times we live in, if the paycheck is big, it sometimes tempts you to take it even though it might go against what you believe in. So I would say that is the biggest temptation. The biggest challenge actually is, you know, being, you know, if you're married and they want you to maybe play a certain role. And myself and my husband have spoken about this, and I think that's something I won't compromise on. And there's many things out there where they will try and try, but, you know, the temptations come and they will just go.
You're strong enough to withstand them. Lastly, I'd like to ask if you have any advice for any Christians who are wanting to go into the industry, really a heads up on what they should look for, anything that might take them by surprise, something that they may not have seen coming, anything you wish someone had told you, but I'm guessing you had quite a wealth of knowledge already. You went to ACTA.
No,
you had all these Sia van der Laan actresses giving you this tidbits.
Hey, Zoe. The one thing that I can encourage you guys with is, if this is something that you really want to do, go for it. And the one thing I'm going to say is, it's not all glitz and glam. It's hard work. Because if you're not going to put yourself out there, no one else is going to do it. And I know, you know, you can get an agent, you can do this, you can do that, but no one is going to work harder for you than you. So to get that position and to get on that level where you want to be, not an agent, it's very important that you are ready to grind. You are ready to do the hard work.
You've heard it here first from an actual actress. You need to have the desire, the ability to want this. That is the most important thing. You need to want this. Oh my goodness, Inga, getting to know you today was really fantastic. I'm so glad that you shared with us not only your experience, but also some very good, solid, sound advice.
Thank you, Zoe.
Yeah, thank you again. It was so much fun. And I feel like I learned a lot. I know I'm not the only one who thoroughly enjoyed this. And if you guys would like to send this interview to anyone else, you can find it. It'll be loaded onto our podcast on about Wednesday on the website, kpulpit.co.za. This is an interview you would like to share. But for now, let's just go straight on into the mystery Bible quiz.
Matteus 6 vers 26. Kyk na die wilde voëls. Hulle saai nie en hulle oes nie en hulle maak nie in skure by mekaar nie. Julle hemelse Vader sorg vir hulle. Is julle nie baie meer werd as hulle nie?
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM. Now it is 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. You are tuned into 729 AM, listening to 180 Degrees with me, Zoe George, and Inga Stoffels. We are just off the tails of a fantastic...
Zoe, catch your breath.
I want to catch it, but my hands are too slippery because I am so excited. That interview was fantastic, Inga.
I absolutely enjoyed it.
Yeah, she spoke about her experiences as an actress in the industry, her favorite parts about it. As we do for the next 2 weeks, we will be talking about ourselves, giving you, the listeners, the opportunity to get to know us just a little bit better. If you would like to listen to this interview because you missed it, unfortunately, you can find it on the website, which is kpulpit.co.za. You'll find it in the 180 Degrees podcast section, and you can send it to your friends, or you can listen to it at a later period. But for now, let's just ask you guys a question that forms part of this week's mystery Bible quiz. Yes, it's a fun one that I was thinking about quite a bit because I see one of these biblical characters mentioned quite a bit in pop culture. She is just very polarizing. And the question for this week is, what were the names of Mary Magdalene's siblings? Now, she had two siblings, a brother and a sister. The one brother is notorious for something very interesting that happened, and then her sister is kind of just there.
But if you, okay.
If you have any idea what their names are, please, please, please WhatsApp us their names to 081-729-1657. Alternatively, you can send us an SMS at 37988. We are so, so, so looking forward to hearing from you. As you guys get your phones out to send us the answer, please sit back and relax as you listen to God of Brilliant Lights by Aaron Shust.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
So we just listened to God of Brilliant Lights by Aaron Shust. It was a nice one. I was literally in the back singing nonsense because even though I didn't know the lyrics, my soul resonated with
your
the song.
Your soul really liked it.
Yeah. Before we had that song playing, we asked you guys a question that formed a part of this week's mystery Bible quiz. The question went as follows. What were the names of Mary Magdalene's siblings? She had two, one brother and one sister. I'm just going to give you guys the names because I feel like everyone knows this one. Her and her sister were kind of just like grouped together, and then her brother is very iconic. We all know what
happened. Didn't actually know that fact.
Really?
Nope.
Oh my. Well, if you guys didn't know this, I'm about to hit you with some heat. So her siblings were named Lazarus, the one who came back from the dead, and then Martha. They were always like depicted together, I believe. Martha and Mary. Mary and Martha.
Yeah.
So that's how I know her name. But I actually... No offense to Martha, but I don't really know what else she did in the Bible. But maybe that can be a part of next week's mystery Bible quiz. No, we can find out. But yeah, let's head on straight into the happy health tip.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
Indeed they are. I will never, ever stop saying that.
As you should.
So for today, we are heading into our happy health tips. And today's happy health tip is actually on skincare. So, you know, health tips is not just about the body and what you're eating and the exercises, but also, you know, your skin, your hair, you know, mentally as well. So today we're going to focus on skin. And the first one is wash up. Bathe in warm, not hot water. Use mild cleansers that don't irritate and wash gently. Mm-hmm. Don't scrub. So usually people say scrubbing is good for the skin.
Yeah,
like you should scrub, tone and cleanse, or
yeah, like exfoliate vibes.
Yeah.
One thing about exfoliate, I will say, is you cannot do that daily. If you want to skin,
if you want no skin,
ooh, then yes, exfoliate twice a day, even fam. But like, ooh, try to do that about maybe max 3 times a week.
Because I remember, like, I actually used nothing on my skin. Ooh. I just used water. And people were like, what are you using? And I'm like, water? So there you have it. Wash up. Number 2, block sun damage. Avoid intense sun exposure. Use sunscreen when in the sun and wear protective clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, don't use tanning beds or sun lamps.
So true. I mean, you can probably get a nice effect from going on a brisk walk. You could get a little bit of color on you.
Yeah, but do not use tanning beds and sun lamps. I know they make it look nice on TV, but they emit the same harmful UV radiation as the sun. And imagine it having it that close to your skin.
Oh my.
To avoid dry skin, you can also drink plenty of water and use gentle moisturizers, lotions, or creams. Next one is reduce stress.
Ooh,
stress can harm your skin and other body systems.
Do I have to drop out?
Zoe! It's the jokes for me. I don't even know what number we're on, but the next one is get enough sleep. Experts recommend about 9 hours a night for teens and 7 to 8 hours for adults. So, I don't know, Zoe, if you've noticed, but in each and every health tip I've had, whether it be for skin, whether it be for mental health, whether it be for
even,
you
like
know,
physical
body
health.
Yes, it's always get enough sleep and stay hydrated. So guys, if you've been listening to the health tips and you haven't been, you know, doing exercise or this or that, at least stay hydrated and get enough sleep.
Exactly.
That will already do wonders for your body.
I like to think of it as we humans are just very elaborate cell phones, and eventually after using your cell phone for Instagram and WhatsApp and Facebook and listening to music, YouTube, it's gonna die and you need to plug it in and charge it so that it can perform again, preferably to 100% capacity, so it can perform at optimal quality. But yeah, so it really is important, just drink enough water. We are 70% water, and then sleep when you can. We are elaborate phones, we need to be recharged.
Mic drop. And the last one is speak up. Talk to your doctor if you notice any odd changes to your skin, like a rash or a mole that changes size and color. And I cannot stress this enough, because you might think, oh, this is just something minor. Oh, my skin just normally does that, man. It's the weather. So usually it just changes. And we're like, no, but that ain't normal.
You're like, yeah, that's not, that should not be happening. Early, what's the word? Early detection is much better than, you know, prevention, I think.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Prevention is much better than cure. There's
the
another
cure.
Word for
there
it.
Is.
Prevention is much better than something.
Like, I don't know what it is, but it's something in that vein of how basically...
It's a cool saying,
yeah. It's a cool saying. Basically, if you figure out something is a little awry with your body, do not hesitate to go to your doctor. It would be much better for you to go now while it's still manageable and can be controlled, rather than when it's grown wildly and spread to various parts of your body.
Yeah, it's prevention is better than cure. I literally had to
Google
this.
Yes.
But yeah, you rather want to prevent something than have to be on treatment for it or, you know. So that's all we have for you on the Happy Health Tip front.
We're going to have to say goodbye, but feel free to stay tuned on for the next youth show that's going to play again. Just listen to Closer by Adam Cook. It's a nice way to end off the show. We will be back again next week, same time, same place.
Just before we go, we're going to be listening to Closer by Amanda Cook. Not Adam Cook.
What?
You said Adam.
I said Adam? Man, do I need to do some of these happy health tips? I think I need to sleep or something.
It's the sleep. It's the sleep. Here's Amanda Cook with Closer.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.